Well, good evening and Merry Christmas. Our gospel lesson tonight is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And this is a familiar passage, maybe for many of us, but it is a familiar scene that is filled with extraordinary news. It's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. You can turn there in your Bibles if you have one or follow along in your order of worship. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is God's word given for our good. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you for your word. And we do ask that you would be present with us even now, that our hearts could receive this good news, that you have come to us, that you who have entered into our darkness, that we might know you, our God who made us, and our God who loves us. Do this work through the presence and power of your Spirit, we pray. Amen. So I want to begin by asking you to imagine for a moment a typical day and a typical week. How much different will tomorrow be from today? How much different was today from yesterday? If your typical day is at all like my typical day, not much was different today, and not much will likely be different tomorrow. We have a rhythm to our days, a familiar pattern. We wake, eat, work, go to school, eat, work some more, eat some more, rest, sleep, and then we wake, and then we eat, and it goes on. The pattern repeats itself. I like to think of this pattern as our daily liturgy. Our daily liturgy that orders and guides our day. When I wake up our two-year-old Kenya and get her dressed, without a word or any direction from me, she makes her way to the kitchen. This is her liturgy, our family liturgy. And our liturgies help us make sense of where we are and what we're supposed to be doing. Imagine no liturgy. It would be confusion. What am I supposed to do now? Like all the time. Well, the shepherds in this familiar scene from Luke had a daily liturgy. And there they were out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. This is what shepherds do. But then an interruption. And the liturgy of the shepherds was disturbed by the angel of the Lord proclaiming extraordinary news of the birth of a child. The good news? This child is the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Now, we've all had this happen to us before, right? Not necessarily the angel of the Lord proclaiming these extraordinary news or the glory of the Lord shining around us, but interruptions. Interruptions to our routines, disturbing our liturgies. Sometimes those interruptions are good news, but sometimes those interruptions are bad news. This interruption for the shepherds on this particular night was really good news. And it was really good news because this child being born invited the shepherds to see that their daily liturgies are a part of a larger story. And in this bigger story, the angels did say, a Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. A Savior, one who will rescue and deliver God's people. This Savior is the Christ, the promised King, the fulfillment of God's covenant promise to rule over and be with God's people. And this Savior, who is Christ, is the Lord, the one who comes to you and to me is God Himself. This is really good news, extraordinary news. The Savior, the Christ, is Yahweh, Adonai, Lord. The Lord God Himself has interrupted the liturgy of this world and entered into the very mundane of our daily lives to save us. And to save us from what? Well, in Matthew 1, the angel tells Joseph that you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The Savior will save us from sin. This lie that we can have and find true life in a way of life that is disconnected from God's story. But in Jesus was life, the Apostle John says, and the life was the light of men. God in Christ interrupts our liturgies, shines light into our darkness, so that we might see and find true life with God in God's ways. This extraordinary news changes everything. But not everything has changed. The Savior, the Christ, the Lord was born, and this changes everything. But not everything has changed. For we read in our passage that the shepherds returned to their fields. The mundane still exists. Our daily liturgies persist. But there is an invitation here. For the shepherds do not merely return. They return to their fields glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. The shepherds' individual stories, their daily liturgies, were reconnected to God's story. And they allowed this interruption to go with them, to redefine who they were and the story that they are a part of. We need this sort of reminder, disturbance, interruption in our daily liturgies. We need the reminder even here tonight that God who made all things and in whom all things hold together, this God has interrupted our liturgies and come to us in Christ in order to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth, whether in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. All our daily liturgies find true meaning and pattern in this larger story. So we gather for worship, allowing the liturgy of the church to interrupt our weekly liturgy and proclaim the good news of Christ into our hearts. So we read and pray God's word daily, allowing the story of God to interrupt our daily liturgy and inviting us to find rest in the God who made us and saves us. And we love. We seek to love one another as we return to the mundane of our work, our families, our friendships, as our daily liturgies are conformed more and more to the ways of our God. May we welcome God's interruption into our daily liturgies with this good news of great joy, of love for us and all people. And may we find true life in the light of our Savior, who is the Christ, the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this extraordinary news. That who we are, who you made us to be, who you've redeemed us to be, is not limited to what we can see, but that you are inviting us into this larger story of who you are and your work in this world. That you call us children of God, that we are your people, redeemed that we might point to you in the way we love. Lord, continue this work in us this day, we pray. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.